smart people. I mean, it's beautifully shot. The interviews are good. Not memorable at all. Like, they are not going for that. That's not their goal. And I want to say to you, you're starting out. It should be your goal. That should be what you're shooting for. I heard about this thing once, and I'm always so scared that this person who I wrote about will read it. I used to work in an NPR office in Chicago with a really good reporter, much more experienced reporter than I was at the time, who would come back from reporting every story with something really, really funny that she had noticed and observed on the story. And she would tell us in the office, and we would laugh, and those moments would never appear in her stories. And it was just like a running argument between us, because I felt like she was depriving her audience of a chance to like her stories. Because, you know, it's a very common thing. Like as you meet reporters, often they're super funny people. I mean, very smart people are usually very funny people, too, I find. And so you meet a lot of reporters who are super funny, and then you read their stories, and the stories are completely unfunny, and you're just like, what is happening? And this reporter would say, no, I can't put that in, because, like, that observation, that would be putting myself in the story. She learned that in journalism school. She did not go to this one. But she did go, I know the name of this one that she did go to. It was another apparently inferior one here on the island of Manhattan. They had beaten it out of her, the idea of being interesting. And I think that that's nuts. You know, I really do. I think the more you amuse yourself, the better your stories are, the more you serve your audience, the more your work pops, the better your career goes. And, you know, you're not going to make any money, as you've heard. Like, I don't know if you're here today. Like, you might as well have fun. Like, I would be on Thursday, I just think, like, they're not paying me much. I'm just going to do what I want, you know? And when I was a beginning reporter, I had several personal rules for every story, and I really encourage you to have your own rules for your story. I mean, these are above and beyond whatever you're getting for your editor. You want to give your editors everything they want, and then you should have things that are your goals for the story beyond. So I had a couple, because I'm a broadcaster, because I was doing radio, one of my rules, just to give you an example, was that there had to be a tape-to-tape transition in every story. It's just a matter of pride. Many radio stories, they have a boring kind of tick-tock sort of rhythm to them, where it's like a little bit of script, and then a quote, a little bit of script, and then a quote, a little bit of script, and then a quote. And you want to be mixing it up. You want to go like script, quote, quote, maybe another quote, sound, script. You know, just you want to like vary the rhythm. So that was one of my rules for myself. And then the other was that there would be at least one moment in every story that was just there for me. That was just there, like with some little thing that I observed. I would be on a breaking news story. I would have 2 hours to do the story. There was going to be some thing that somebody said to me that I thought was funny, or I got them to say that I thought was funny, or something that I observed that is just a line of script that's there for me. And it's practice. You have to be disciplined, and you have to know what you want, and you have to have your own separate goals. And no matter how fast you're working or what you're doing and what kind of story it is, that should be there. And, And maybe this goes without saying, but when you follow your own curiosity, when you follow your own interests and understanding, like, where your curiosity is leading you, it will lead you to where you need to go. On our show, the best stories we do inevitably comes from somebody just following some itch. Because, you know, like, you know, story ideas are not sprinkled on us like fairy dust. I know some of you worked as journalists before you came here, and now you've had the experience here working as journalists. Like, finding a story idea is a job. That is a job in and of itself. Like, that's something that people don't really tell you before you start out, and you have to set time aside for it, and you have to be disciplined about it. And where do ideas come from? Ideas come from other ideas, right? So you have to, like, read stuff and watch stuff and notice what you're interested in, what you're talking about with your friends, and what's exciting to you, and where you have questions that you want an answer to, and you have to be in it for yourself. Again, it's all about selfishness. On our show, like, I have to say, the most popular, commented on, awarded piece of reporting we ever did was this episode that was called The Giant Pool of Money. And this producer, Alex Bloomberg, actually, again, the guy who interviewed the girl on the aircraft carrier, in 2008, before the housing market collapsed, he just got really interested in the banking industry. And specifically, somebody explained to him that banks were doing this thing that banks had not done in the history of banking, which is that they were giving out loans to people who were not qualified to get loans. They wouldn't check.